But the difference between molasses and say maple syrup was, well, or the sugar syrup you buy now, that's just kind of imitation.
Right. Imitation.
But that molasses was genuine.
It was genuine stuff. It was good. And chocolate molasses is one of the healthiest foods you can have, too.
Oh, yeah. It's got a lot of iron in it.
A lot of iron, minerals.
I couldn't even close that old mill then. You ought to be raising some of
that. That was some of the hardest work you ever done in your life. Yes, sir.
I imagine it was a hot job.
Well, you'd be out there and saw them tall as this room now. You'd have to strip the leaves off of it, cut it, haul it, drill it up and punch it through that thing, and grind it, and get the juice, and then stand there over a hot vat for 12, 14 hours a day cooking it.
This wasn't worth the trouble, huh?
Not now. Back then it was. We made a depression. It's a lot of years. I cooked as much as 3,000 gallons up there. So 35, 40 cents a gallon. By God, we got it better than nothing.
That's good money, I guess.
All right, okay. Taxes on this place then was higher than they are now.
Why?
It just was.
You mean in terms of how much money?
No, in terms of dollars.
How could that be?
Well, it just was. There was no homestead exemption. The folks, the taxes was about $150 a year. There was a federal land bank payment of about $150 a year. And it was just a whole lot of years they couldn't make both payments.
A little off.
No, they never did lose it. They'd catch you do it. Federal loan bank, you pay them along, well, they'd let you ride through. Well, if you go 2 or 3 years in a row without paying it, you lost it. Same way about the taxes. But actually, taxes were higher then than they are now.
And money was?
It was so scarce. If a fella could get a job a dollar a day, he was as happy as he could be.
Now, this kind of a sweet spread that you make by boiling sugar, you make jams or?
Jam, jelly.
Yeah. Now, your brother came in, or some folks came in with a bunch of apples, you'd say, or if there was a bowl of peaches and somebody, you wanted to, someone offered you a peach, you'd say, no, give me, or what? You want an apple, you'd say,
yeah, I just say, give me an apple.
Give me an apple. Was there places where they raised a lot of peaches or apples like that around here?
Okay, now, nearly all of the farms back then, when I was a kid, had an orchard.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all
the things?
They'd have pears, apples, peaches. Plums grew wild, blackberries.
Yeah, what kind of berries would you raise here?
Blackberries was the main thing. They grew wild. Strawberries, they grew a little of them, not too many.
Raspberries,
uh-uh.
Okay. When you ate a peach, the inside of the peach was a...
seed.
What, do you have different types of, what do you call that peach that was, you had to cut the seed out of?
You had a cling and a freestone in your peach.
And when you ate an apple, part you have left is
the core.
When, did y'all ever cut up apples and dry them?
Yeah.
Make schnitz or, never had that?
Mm-hmm.